Text the keyword Comey if you want to read this report for yourself. If you'd like to see the IG's report, just text Comey, C-O-M-E-Y, to 877-235-9405, the Big Rock text line. I'll send you a quick link so that you can see it for yourself. Again, for his part, Comey zeroed in on the section that said he did not leak classified material directly to the media and urged his critics to tell him, sorry, we lied about you. Do we owe James Comey an apology? What do you think? 877-235-9405. To the phones, Chris in Simpsonville. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Joey. Hope you're doing well.
I am wonderful. What's your take on this IG report?
Well, I think two things are not being discussed as much as they should be, but let's start with them. One would be that whatever Comey did or didn't do didn't obviously warrant any kind of prosecution. So no charges are going to be filed.
Yeah,
he's not going
yet
to jail.
Yet.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Keep saying that.
There's other reports. There are other investigations going on.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be. I'm worried about those. I won't lose any sleep. Trust me. And the other thing, what the contents of those memos was about is not being discussed as much as I think it should be. And what they're, and part of what was in those comment of those memos was that Comey went and visited with Trump, and Trump told him, look, I need loyalty.
Is there anything wrong with that, to expect loyalty from someone, part of your administration?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Joy, when it comes to loyalty, when you work in the federal government, you need to remain loyal to the Constitution and the law.
Chris, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Do you think James Comey remained loyal to the Constitution and the law when he took Department of Justice property, when he took these memos to his home and kept them in his safe and did not tell anyone about them? Did he remain loyal to the law with that?
I think so. He was caught in a situation where he didn't trust. He felt he could not trust the people above him.
He breaks protocol in his own Department of Justice processes. He does that because I guess he thinks he needed to save us from Donald Trump, huh?
He thought we needed to bring a special prosecutor, and that's what we got. We got Mueller because of these memos. And another thing that we're not talking about is, and this report didn't refute it at all, is that during those meetings, Trump said to him, I need you to not investigate Flynn. Let it go.
Hold on.
That's exactly what he was trying to tell him.
I think you're reading a lot more into this than there was.
It's plain English. That is exactly what was bothering Comey. The FBI was on to something with that guy because he was lawbreaking, and Trump heard about it, and he had a private one-on-one with Comey, and he said, I need your loyalty. I need you to stand by me. Don't worry about the law. Don't worry about the Constitution. And certainly
you're putting a lot of words into what you think the president said. I think the president...
No, I'm not.
You are. We don't know for sure what was said. Of course, what we do know is what James Comey's account was.
Did he not break the law? Did Flynn not break the law?
No, look, we're talking about Comey though.
We're talking about both of them.
But we're talking about Comey right now because the IG's report was about Comey yesterday.
But we need to make sure we understand what the report was all about. We can't ignore what his concerns were. Concerns were that, Mr. President, we have information that your national security advisor, is breaking the law. He is in cahoots with other foreign governments.
And so, therefore, I'm going to also just break all protocol, and I'm going to keep some of these memos. I'm going to take them home with me after I'm fired. I'm going to take them home and put them in my personal safe. Chris, out of time.
I'd rather somebody break the law, okay?
Have a great weekend.
But you too.
I'm not apologizing to Comey. Sorry.
I know you won't.
Be safe out there.